Neptune's last victim. The first thing she does when she wakes up is check her hands. She doesn't know how long she's been out. Hours? Days? She's on her back, blindfolded, arms up above her head like a diver, bound to a metal pipe. Her hands are duct taped together at the wrist, but they're both still there. Thank you, thank you, thank Jesus, sweet, sweet Mother Mary. Both her hands are there. She wiggles her fingers and remembers a song her mother used to sing. Where is Thumbkin? Where is Thumbkin? Here I am, here I am. How are you today, sir? Very well, I thank you. Run away, run away. Her ankles are bound together tightly. More duct tape. Her feet are full of pins and needles. She hears Neptune breathing, and it sounds almost mechanical, the rasping rhythm of it. In, out, in, out. Chug, chug, puff, puff. I think I can, I think I can. Neptune takes off the blindfold, and the light hurts her eyes. All she sees is a dark silhouette above her, and it's not Neptune's face she sees inside it, but all faces. Her mother's, her father's, Luke the baker from the donut shop, her high school boyfriend who never touched her but liked to jerk off while she watched. She sees the stained glass face of Jesus, the eyes of the woman with no legs who used to beg for money outside of Denny's during the breakfast rush. All these faces are spinning like a top on Neptune's head, and she has to close her eyes because if she looks too long, she'll get dizzy and throw up. Neptune smiles down at her, teeth bright as a crescent moon. She tries to turn her head, but her neck aches from their struggle earlier, and she can only move a fraction of an inch before the pain brings her to a screeching halt. They seem to be in some sort of warehouse. Cold cement floor, curved metal walls laced with electrical conduit, boxes everywhere, old machinery. The place smells like a country fair. Rotten fruit, grease, burned sugar, hay.
It didn't need to be this way, Neptune says, head shaking, clicking tongue against.